triple header of the Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, Vayakel, Pekudei, and Hachodesh. So our Rebbe, the Avodas Yisrael, has some very difficult Torah on Pekudei. So we're not going to do that right now. He doesn't have anything, at least not that I see, in my edition, on Vayakel. So we're not going to learn Vayakel. So I guess we're going to learn Parshas Hachodesh. He has a lot of Torah on Parshas Hachodesh. Okay, so we begin with two beautiful Midrashim. He explains both. We're going to try to touch a little bit on one. But I'm going to read both because both Midrashim are so beautiful. Really, two beautiful Midrashim. One in Shemos Rabbah, in the Medrash Rabbah on Shemos, and one in Vayikra Rabbah. Okay? So let's take a look. Parshas HaChodesh in the official edition of our Shir. It is on page Kuf Yates. In other editions, it's on whatever page it appears on. HaChodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chadashim Rishon Hu Lachem Lachodshe Hashanah. Right, this Shabbos, again, in addition to Vayakel Pekudei, we read part of Parshas Bo, describing HaChodesh Hazel Lachem. This month is for you. Rosh Chadashim, Nisan is where it all begins. Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chadshei Hashanah. So the Medrash says the following. B'Medrash Rabbah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Rishon. Right, the Pasuk says, Rishon Hu Lachem. So what is Rishon? Says the Medrash, it's a Medrash in Shemos Rabbah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Rishon. Hashem is called Rishon. Shene'emar Ani Rishon V'Ani Acharon. We're going to learn that Pasuk in a deep way today. I am the starting point and I am the ending point. Tzion Nikra Rishon. Now we're not getting every word of the Medrash because he's editing it a little bit, right? I think the Medrash first says Beis HaMikdash is called Rishon. Tzion is called Rishon. Esav Nikra Rishon. The Medrash says that Esav is called Rishon. Shenamar. Vayetze HaRishon Admoni, the first one came out red. That's Esav. Yavo HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'chulu. Okay, so the first lesson that we learned today, friends, is that when you're learning a Sefer, and it quotes a Medrash, and you have no idea what the whole Medrash is, you got to look it up. Okay, so that's the first lesson for today. Don't be lazy. So you got to go grab a Medrash Rabbah, and you got to try to look on the Pasuk, and you got to find the rest of the Medrash. What does the Medrash say there? The Medrash says that Hashem says, I'm a Rishon, and Beis HaMikdash is a Rishon, and Tzion is a Rishon, Eretz Yisrael is a Rishon, and even Esav is a Rishon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come, the Rishon of Hashem is going to come and defeat, you know, Esav. We're in the Gullus of Esav right now. We're in the final Gullus Edom. Right? Esav was called Edom. So Hashem says, I'm a Rishon, and Esav is a Rishon, and I'm going to take care of Esav. Okay. The Medrash continues, Davar Acher, Amru Malachi HaShareis Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Olam, Master of the World. The angels turned to Hashem and said, Master of the World, Eimasai Ata Ose Es HaMoados. When are you going to make the Jewish holidays? How are you going to establish the Jewish holidays? Shekein Ksiv Bigzeiras Irin Pisgamo Umeimar Kadishin She'elta. Sounds like a quote from the Zohar. It's a pasuk in Daniel. Bigzeiras Irin Pisgamo. In accordance with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with your holy decrees, the angel said, you're going to be the one to, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the holy holidays are going to be established by the holy God, right? Amar Lahem, Hashem said back to the angels, Ani va'atem maskim v'chulu. I and you will grant consent to Bnei Yisrael to decide when the holidays are going to be. And whatever Bnei Yisrael says, that's what we're going to do. V'lo od, and not only that, Elaim bikashtim la'avar shana, hareini mashlim yuchem. Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, if you decide to make an ibur shana, to make a leap year, Hashem says, I'll follow your lead. Lachein ksiv hachodesh hazeh lachem. Time is yours. Bnei Yisrael, you are put in charge of time. Okay, ad kan, the first medrash. That's the medrash where? In Shemos Rabbah. A second medrash, which again, we're not gonna read his analysis of it, but I want you just to hear the words of this medrash. It's very chashuv. Od b'medrash Rabbah, vayehi b'yom hashmini. This is a medrash in Vayikra. Kara Moshe la'aron ulevanov. Moshe and Aaron and his sons ulezikne Yisrael. Right? Zikne Yisrael. That's the key word in the medrash, in the pasuk. Amar Rabbi Akiva, nimshalu Yisrael la'of. The Jewish people are compared to a bird. Why are we like a bird? Maha of eno poreach below knafayim, just like a bird cannot soar without its wings. Kach Yisrael einam yecholim lasos davar chutz mizik nehem. so too the Jewish people can't do anything without our elders. It's a very important lesson, Chavra. As we head to the Yom Tov of Pesach, we think about the Mesorah, we think about things being passed from grandparents to children to grandchildren, right? We have to remind ourselves, our wings are our elders. Our wings are our tzaddikim, our zakenim. Not only those who are wise, but simply those who are old. They have perspective. Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, continues the Medrash, Gidola zikna, great is old age. Im zakenim heim chaviven. Because come on, an old person is chaviv. You meet a sweet old man, an old woman, right? Even if they're not a big Talmud Chacham, there's something about an old person that's chashev. That you feel like this person, wow, this person has lived life. Im na'arim heim, as opposed to a young person, even if they're a Talmud Chacham, im na'arim heim, nitpala lahem yaldus. A young Talmud Chacham, on the one hand, sometimes is so like, wow, so impressive, you know, this young fellow, he finished Shas, he knows Torah forwards and backwards, he gives a great shiur, whatever it is. But there's a certain childishness that a young person has. So there's something special about being a zakin. Ditani Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai explained that af la'asid lavo HaKadosh Baruch Hu chole kavod lezakenim. The Medrash has a whole list of examples of where we see the zakenim are given chashivas. Whether it's Yetzias Mitzrayim, whether it's Kabbalah Satorah, whether it's la'asid lavo. In the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give honor to the zakenim. The Medrash says, as we'll see in a second, Hashem is going to make a yeshiva out of elders. Hadehu dechsiv v'chofra halavana uvoisha achama, while the sun and the moon will bear their shame. V'neged zekeinav kavod. But the zekeinim will be given honor. The zekeinim will be given honored. And l'asid lavo, says the Medrash, asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, limnos lo yeshiva shel zekeinim yishalom. Hashem is going to make, Hashem is going to appoint the yeshiva. He's going to make a whole gathering of elders. V'neged zekeinav kavod. Okay, so two midrashim. The first medrash told us that what? That Hashem is called the Rishon, just like Tzion is called the Rishon, and even Esav is called the Rishon. And Chodesh Nisan is the Rishon of the Shana. And Hashem empowers Bnei Yisrael to control time. And the second medrash speaks about the greatness of zekeinim. Okay? Again, a beautiful medrash just to think about. And to show respect to Talmidei Chachamim, to elders, to people who we look up to. Okay, says our Rebbe, Ma me'od nimritzu imre yosher chazal bediktuk lashona. How careful, how precise Chazal were. Let's read between the lines, understand what Chazal are telling us here with their very precise language. That they said about Hashem, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that kiviyachol Baruch Hu nikra rishon. What is Rishon? There's a Rashi from the beginning of Chumash. Vayi'erev, vayivoker, yom, chad. It doesn't say yom Rishon. It says sheini, shlishi, revi. It says the other days, it calls them sheini, shlishi, revi, chamishi. But the first day, it doesn't call it Rishon, it calls it Echad. You know what the difference between Rishon and Echad is? Echad is Echad, yachid, umyuchad. Echad means it stands apart. It's one, not as opposed to two, as opposed to three, as opposed to four. It's absolute oneness. Yom Echad, on the first day of creation, there was nothing other than Hashem. It's not Hashem is number one compared to something else which is number two. It's absolute Echad. However, what is Rishon? Rishon means that Rishon implies that there's a Sheni, that there's a Shlishi, that there's a Revi. So what does it mean that Hashem says, what does it mean when the Medrash tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiviyachol, called himself a Rishon? You know what's found in that word? What an amazing thing. Chazal are revealing to us that Hashem has a relationship with us. Because it's easy to imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being a God who has nothing to do with me. And we understand very easily why that's so. How could I possibly relate to an infinite God? Why would He want to have a relationship with me? Ki omale mikra kosuv ani rishon, had Chazal not recognized and picked up on this pasuk, ani rishon v'ani achron, I afshar lechanoso yizbarach b'shem rishon. It would be impossible to call Hashem, right, to refer to Hashem, lechanoso. A kino is like a nickname. It would be impossible to refer to Hashem as a rishon, because that implies that there's something else. And we know there is nothing else. Einod mavado, there's nothing other than Hashem. So when we say Rishon, that implies, whoa, a God who we can interact with. Hashem's in first place, I'm in second place. I have a relationship. That's a hard thing for us to wrap our heads around. So had the pasuk not said it, we would be too nervous to say that. Ki atzmuso ha-pashut b'li sof u'b'li gvul. Because the essence of Hashem is without boundary and without limitations. Hashem is infinite. Hashem is everything. Ein od milvado. Like the bumper sticker I saw in the car in front of me on the highway today. Ein od milvado. Even the cars know it on the highway. Even the cars on Garden State Parkway know Ein od milvado. Nothing other than Hashem. So what do you mean Rishon? Rishon implies a Sheni. Ve'ein lo shum hisyachsos im habruim. We would have assumed, understandably so, that Hashem is absolutely everything. And Hashem has no true hisyachsos, no relationship with created beings. Achein mehayos ritzono yisparach levro olambos b'shvil osei ritzono. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create a world where he can interact with those who fulfill his will, shenikra reishis begin the ishtamodin lay, and Hashem wants to refer to us, bereishis b'shvil Yisrael shenikra reishis, the Jewish people who are ishtamodin lay, who serve him. So Allah b'machshava, Hashem had an idea, which we're living right now, Chevra, you're living it at this very moment, an idea that is totally unbelievable. What was the idea? Hashem made himself accessible to us. Allah b'machshava l'fanav yisbarach, Hashem decided, this crazy idea, lihitzamtzem kiviyachol b'midos, to contract himself in such a way that Hashem becomes more understandable. Hashem is able to be defined by certain character traits. What do you mean character traits? Character traits means you're this to the exclusion of that. Or even if we say you're this and you're that, that's already limiting. And for those of us who've been learning Tanya Tuesday night, this piece will make a lot more sense because you understand a little bit more how this whole mashal works. Right? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, I'm not just going to be Echad. Of course, we cover our eyes every single day and we remind ourselves, there's nothing to see because there's nothing other than Hashem. Hashem Echad. But then Hashem tells us also on our way out of Mitzrayim, as he's saying, I want to be your God and have a relationship with you. Hashem says to the Jewish people, what? Rishon hu lachem. I want you to see me as Rishon. I want you to realize that we have a real relationship. I'm contracting myself in such a way that we can actually interact, that we can talk, that you can get to know me. You can see different facets, different expressions of who I am. Uli kari b'shem Rishon, to be called a Rishon. V'zeu amram zal, and so that's what Chazal are revealing to us. And Chazal are telling us, when you start to notice what else is called Rishon, you understand it that much deeper. Chazal are revealing to us, kiviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to call himself a Rishon, Ratzalomar. What does that mean? HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Shehifrish Atzmo Kiviyacho Mimahuso B'li Sof U'B'li Tachlis Lihikare B'tzirufei Shemos HaKadoshim. HaKadosh Baruch, what does Kadosh mean? What is Kiddushin? What is something holy? If I take an animal and I say, you know, Harezu LeHektish, I designate this animal as Hektish. So what have I done? I've made the animal what? Designated. I've made the animal holy. And I made the animal separate in the sense that what? Before I made this animal hektish, I could use this animal to work in my field. I could use this animal to do business. I could sell the animal. I could use this animal to shecht it and to barbecue it. I could do a lot of things with this animal. Once I say hektish, kedushin, it's separate. It's designated. It's set apart. Hare at mekudesh asli. When a man places a ring on a finger of his kala under the chuppah and he says, behold, you are mikudeshesli, that means you are exclusively bound to me to the exclusion of all other men. We have an exclusive relationship. So says the Medrash, listen to how precise the words of the Medrash are. The Medrash calls Hashem, in this context, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikarishon. Why is the Medrash referring to Hashem? I mean, it's a nice way to talk about God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But why dafka HaKadosh? Says the Kajitzer Magid, because Kadosh means separate. Hashem, as it were, separated himself from his essence, from his infinite essence, to allow himself to what? To be defined by particular names and particular expressions, that we should be able to interact with him. Lifi avodas osei ritzono, in accordance with those who do his will, v'lishkon besochem kibiyachol, and to dwell amongst us. Hashem wants to be connected to us. Mitzad shehem ba'olam hazeh, Begodal hayitzahara, ve'im kol zehem ovdim oso yisbach. And Chevra, going back to our shiur from yesterday about the angels at your Pesach Seder, It's mamish. Was that yesterday? Was that yesterday or two? That was yesterday, right? Lose track of time. Yeah? So it's exactly the same thing. Why does Hashem want to have a relationship with us? You know why? Dafka. Dafka. Look at these words. Underline them. Mitzad shehem ba'olam haza bigodol hayetzer hara. Because we're in this world, a world that is so strong in terms of the negativity, the Yetzirah. Ve'im kol zeh, heim ovdim oso yisbarach. And yet we're from Jews. So now your Yetzirah is already poking funny and saying, yeah, but what about... So say to your Yetzirah, Shah, be quiet. The Kajetzer Magid is speaking to me. The Kajetzer Magid just told me I'm a good Jew. The Kajetzer Magid said, despite the fact that I have a huge Yetzirah, I serve Hashem. If I put on tefillin today, I serve Hashem. My Shemona Esrei wasn't so good. Okay, but I put on tefillin today. I'm learning Torah right now. Do I understand every word I'm learning? Who do you think you are? Says the Yitzhar. Shah, I'm learning Torah right now. I'm sitting in Olam Hazeh right now, learning Torah. That makes me much greater than a Malach. As we learned yesterday. V'zeh ha-peirish ve'esav nekerishon. So, Chever, now we understand. Why does the Medrash, I mean, such a weird Medrash. Hashem is called Rishon. Beis HaMikdash is called Rishon. Zion is called Rishon. Oh, and by the way, Esav is also called Rishon. Esav is called Rishon? Why don't I even make the comparison? How can you say Hashem is called Rishon and Esav is called Rishon? Explains the Kajet Tzur Magid, V'zeh Perish, V'esav Nikur Rishon, Shenemar V'yetzeh HaRishon Admoni. Esav is what? Is Rishon Admoni. What is Admoni? He's red. Ha'adom hu koach mugbal b'li hespashtos. Red is a strength, is an energy that is contained, that is bound, without the ability to expand itself. If I asked you, chesed and gvura, white and red, which is which? Obviously, chesed is white. White is flowing, it's expanding, it's mayim, right? And red is tzimtzum. Red is constricting. Red is gvura. That's why the whole world, red is understood as a sign for what? For stop. Right, you're driving along full speed, all of a sudden you see a red stop sign. That means stop, pull back. It's Gvura. Esav is the world of Gvura. He was supposed to be the Hemshech, the continuation of Yitzchak Avinu, whose Mida was Gvura. Esav obviously used his strength outwardly, which was terribly wrong. But Adom, red, represents a Koach that is Mugbal, B'liyas Pashtos. So what does it mean, Vayetze HaRishon Admoni? Kol zeh haye b'machshav to yisbarach k'mo shekasuv yisron l'chachma min asichlus v'lezeh haye aliyas haratzon l'fanav yisbarach l'chadish ha'olamos. He's going to explain a little bit more in a second. But I think what the Kajetzer Magid is trying to tell us is that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu contracted himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, lowered himself, like we learned yesterday from the Baal HaTanya. If you remember, the Baal HaTanya said, the bigger you are, the lower you can go. So yes, Hashem says, I'm not scared to lend my name, Rishon, even to Esav. Even to something as low, even something as threatening as an Esav. Look, he's going to explain a little bit more. Let's read a drop more. V'zeu HaShevach, and this is the praise that some people sing on Shabbos in the beautiful song, the Tefillah, the Piyut, Kel Mestater. It says that Hashem is Muchtar B'Keser Elyon. What does that mean, Muchtar B'Keser Elyon? The simple pshat is Hashem is crowned with a lofty crown, with a heavenly crown. But what is a keser? What is a crown? Ki keser hu milashon katar li ze'er. What does that mean? It's a pasuk in Iyov. What does it mean, katar li ze'er? Lashon hamtana. Katar li ze'er, wait for me a little bit. Katar, wait a little bit. Lashon hamtana. Kiviyachol mimahusov havayaso yisbarach lemachsheves brias olamos v'haratzon davuk be'ein sof. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, he's muchtar b'keser elyon, Hashem's crown is so lofty, Hashem is crowned and attached at his essence, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to what? At the same time, to truly descend to create this world. V'zeu muchtar b'keser elyon. Kedei, listen to these words. Chaver, underline. Kedei shelo yala al das chalila. Do not think that you can't have it both ways. Either Hashem came down to this world, right? In which case, we've lost the essence of Hashem, or Hashem remains at his essence, in which case God is too transcendent for us to interact with. Says the Kajet Shemagin, no. Hashem strikes that balance. Katar li ze'er with the Kesar Elyon. Hashem is the highest and the lowest. What was the pasuk we started with? Ani Rishon va'ani Acharon. Hashem says, I can be the biggest and I can be the lowest. I can come down into Mitzrayim to save you because I'm so lofty and so holy. Kadei shelo yala al hadas chalila. You shouldn't think. Shaha'olamos mitzad shehem begvol hem einam dveikim bo yisbarach. That because we live in a world of what? We live in a world of limitations. It must be that what? We're not connected to the essence of Hashem. Because God is infinite and my life is finite. So therefore Hashem reveals to us, and Chazal in this medrash revealed to us, Lezeg gilu lanu Chazal, Chazal, our sages revealed to us, Shaha ein sov davuk baharatzon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the infinite Ribono Shel Olam, remains attached to his essence, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he exists at his essence, and Hashem is manifesting his will down below, it's all connected. There's nothing that is outside of his Rishus. There is nothing outside of Hashem's dominion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls it all. Vizel ani acharon kiviyachol afilu Esav kochosav einam kiyam tachas reshusi yisbarach. That even Esav and his kochos are under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's jurisdiction. So that's the idea of achodesh hazel lachem rosh chadashim rishon hu lachem. Let's try to put it together because we don't have the full picture yet, and we're stopping the piece right here. I think what the Kaddish Magid is telling us is, what is Yetzias Mitzrayim? And thank God we had that shiur yesterday. It makes it much easier for us to understand what we're learning right now. Yetzias Mitzrayim is this crazy blending of the highest and the lowest. It's a Kaddish Baruch Hu b'chvodo uva'atzmo, like it says in your Haggadah Shel Pesach, coming down to retrieve the lowest Jews on the 49th level of Tumah. But that's the godless of Hashem. And that sets the stage for our relationship with Hashem. Ani Rishon v'ani Achron. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Rishon. Yes, it's true, I'm rooted in a place that is utterly beyond and is infinite and has no disparate parts, so to speak. And yet I manifest myself within all the details of creation. Ani Acharon. I'm able to express myself even within boundaries. What does the word Mitzrayim mean? A Mitzrayim is a boundary. I'm able to express myself within limitation. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to know that. I don't want you to think that I'm too lofty and I'm too beyond, and or if I'm trying to connect to Hashem, it's not. No, it's all one big chain. It's all one big chain connecting the highest and the lowest. Ani Rishon v'ani Achron. Not just Echad, but I'm also Rishon. Okay? Okay, let's pause here. Let's stop this piece over here. And let's go on to something perhaps a little bit easier. Okay? But it's a deep idea. It's a very powerful idea to understand Hashem's relationship with us. Let's say it a different way, in a little bit of an easier way. Okay, let's go to the piece Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem. Okay, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem. The bottom corner of bottom right hand corner of page Kufchav Aleph. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem. Let's say the same thing again, and let's say it more simply. Yesh Lomar, friends, you should know how much Hashem is excited to be your God. Hashem is so happy to have you as his children, as those who have the schus of working in his kingdom. Yesh lamar dine yadua ikar tachlis b'riyas ha'olam haya b'shvil b'nei Yisrael. Let's remind ourselves, and again, achodesh hazeh lachem, right? You know, the Rashi at the beginning of Chumash says, we could have started the Torah from achodesh hazeh lachem. In the end, Hashem started from b'reishis bara alokim. But what does it mean when Hashem was very tempted to start with this? Because this is the pasuk. And this Shabbos, when we read HaChodesh, we're renewing that relationship with Hashem. We're renewing the truth of this relationship. Yesh lomar, let's read it again. Dihine yadua ikar tachlis b'riyas ha'olam. The purpose of creation, friends. Haya b'shvil b'nei Yisrael. Sheyasu ratzon habore baruch hu mekabel mehem nachas ruach. Period. That is the goal of creation. That is the goal of creation. The goal of creation is that the Jewish people should serve Hashem and make HaKadosh Baruch Hu proud. Period. That is the goal of creation. Lots of other wonderful things have happened since the beginning of time. There's unbelievable things that have happened in the world. Wondrous things, exciting things, scientific breakthroughs, medical developments, technological advancement. It's all great. It's wonderful. It's great. Hopefully the world can continue to improve itself in many ways. But that's not the tachlis. The tachlis of creation is for you to get up this morning and to daven and to learn and to make a bracha on your coffee. That is the purpose of creation. It doesn't matter what they're screaming about on the news outlets. It doesn't matter how important they think it is. That's not the tachlis of creation. The tachlis of creation is for you to wake up and say, Shahakol niyeh bidvaro, on a cup of coffee. Lo kamo ha-filosofim sha'amru, she'ein ze kvod ha-borei, shehu ein sof v'yekavol tanug migushe afar. Not like the philosophers claim. We have to once again reject the claim of the philosophers who say that it's beneath Hashem's dignity, the infinite Lord, to get honor and to get pleasure from gushe afar, from people of flesh and blood, from human beings who are literally clumps of dirt. And therefore the philosophers say, what? If you want to reach out to something bigger than yourself, so worship a star. Worship the sun. You're going to worship the infinite God? What, are you kidding yourself? And the response of the Kodesh Tzur Magid, as we've seen many times, I would even say it's a theme in the Sefer at this point, is that no, we have to know that it's not beneath Hashem's dignity. It's actually Hashem's greatest desire. For whatever reason, Hashem wants us. Uve'emes b'nei Yisrael am karovo ma'aminim shehei ma'alim reach nichoach lefnei habore baruch hu al yidei avodasam. We have to know that we are giving Hashem great pleasure when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our avoda is pleasurable, is desired by Hashem. V'zeu ha-chodesh ha-zeh lachem. What does that mean? She'ikr hischadshus ha-malucha lo hayarak lachem. Why did I make this idea to create a world? The chiddush of the world. Hischadshus ha-malucha. Right? The inauguration of my kingdom. When Hashem decided to launch this project, what did he have in mind? Ha-chodesh ha-zeh. What was the whole point of it? Lachem. It was for you. Bishvilchem. It's all about you. You were the original thought. Sometimes it seems like we're waiting the longest for it to actually happen, you know? In the end, Sof Masa, Mashiach's going to come. Sof Masa, but you should just know this was the plan all along. This is where the whole thing began. As the Pasuk says, Bini Bechori Yisrael, the Jewish people, you are my Bechor, you're my firstborn, Ratzalomer. What does that mean to be called a Bechor? Shereishas ha-machshava lo hayarak bishvil b'nei Yisrael. What's a Bechor? Before you do something, right, you have to think about it. So the starting point of the thing that you did, the Bechor of that is the idea to do that. I want to do something, and then I act upon it. So if we're called Hashem's Bechor, reishas ha-machshava lo hayarak bishvil b'nei Yisrael. Sha'machshava nikras bechor. Machshava, your thought, is called the bechor. It's the starting point of an idea. Shekodem shiyasa hamase yachshov machshavto. Because before you do something, you have to think about it. So when Hashem decided, I'm going to make a world that is filled with so many different things. Don't ever forget, hachodesh hazeh, the whole chiddush, this whole project is lachem, is only for you. I made the whole thing for you. Hashem says, I made it for you. I want you to own it. And Chevra, let's go one step further. Because what does it mean to own it? What does it mean to really own the project? Let's do two more little pieces. What does it mean to own the project? I'll tell you what it means to own the project. Like we said in the Medrash that we started with, the angels say, Hashem, when are you going to set up the calendar? And Hashem says, me? I'm not going to set up the calendar. Aniva atem maskim v'chulu. Right? I and you are going to give it over to Bnei Yisrael, and whatever they decide, that's what we're going to do. Says the Kodesh Tzur Magid in the next piece, Rishon hu lachem l'chodshe hashana, yesh lomar, b'tzeiruf ha-pasuk va'atem tiyu li mamleches kohanim. Let's join this pasuk of Rishon hu lachem with the pasuk of va'atem tiyu li mamleches kohanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us each, what? A mamleches kohanim. We all have royal powers. Just like a king can decree, every one of us can decree. So, Chaver, what can we decree? Dihinei b'nisan HaKadosh Baruch Hu machlif hamamunim v'hasarim elyonim. In Nisan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's machlif? HaKadosh Baruch Hu exchanges the mamunim, the appointed officials, vasar melyonim. In other words, Nisan is sort of the season where HaKadosh Baruch Hu inaugurates the members of his cabinet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes the appointed officials. Laharosam shekulam v'reshuso yizbarach shema. In Nisan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, Malach, you did a good job. This Malach is taking over now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moving pieces around. Nisan is what? Rosh Hashanah le-Malachim, for kings? HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides who's given which authority, who's given which power. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moving a lot of pieces in Shemayim. Who's in charge of this? Who's in charge of that? And that's the way that it reminds us that Hashem is the ultimate Melech. He's Melech Malchei Amlachim. He's in charge of all the other important people, so to speak. However, V'yesh kedoshe elyon, she'acholin livro memunim lamala, upraklitin tovim al yadam. And yet there are those who also have the ability to assign positions to others, right? So think about like a corporate structure. You know, you have the CEO or whatever, head of the company, right? And he appoints a vice president of this and a vice president of that and a, you know, public affairs whatever person of this. And each of those people have other people under them. So in what sense are we given authority? In which direction does our authority go? So you'll say, well, the Jewish people, we're supposed to be a light unto the nations. We radiate our light outward, right, towards the world. We try to guide and direct the world, but it's more than that. Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Ma'ariv Katan, on the Pasuk, Mi Moshel Bi Tzadik. The Pasuk says, Mi Moshel Bi Tzadik. And the Gemara in Ma'ariv Katan explains, Mi Moshel Bi, who rules over me? Who rules over Hashem? Tzadik. However, the power that Hashem gives us in the month of Nisan is not just downward, it's upward also. We can direct Hashem. We can direct the angels. The angels come to Hashem and say, Hashem, how should we set up the calendar? We're not setting up the calendar. Bnei Yisrael is going to tell us what to do. And that's what it means, V'atem tiyu li mamleches kohanim. Sha'atem tamlichu asar melyonim. The officials in the heavenly court. And you know how far we go with this idea? Look at this. V'zeu rishon hu lechem l'chadshei hashana. What is rishon? What did we say in our opening piece? Who is Rishon? Rishon is Hashem. So Rishon hu lachem. You know what that means? Rishon hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani Rishon v'ani acharon. That Rishon which is Hashem, hu lachem. Sha'atem tuchlu lahanig es kol ha'olamos. Hashem, so to speak, says, I am yours. Not just you are mine. That's also true. But don't forget, chara, ani ledodi v'dodi li. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. I'm the God of you. Right? But it goes in both directions. Rishon, we say to Hashem, Rishon, number one, hey, number one. Lachem, you're ours also. We also have a say. We also have voting rights. That we're able to what? To guide HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the worlds. Lechodshe Hashana. Lischachus shel kol Hashana. Heim yecholim lafoch lechol atobos v'yeshuos. We have the ability to decide how things are going to go. A tzaddik has the ability to rule over Hashem, to block the gezeros of Hashem, to overrule the decrees of Hashem. That's the power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. Okay, so it's not just that we also have a relationship with Hashem. It's much more than that. It's more than just having a relationship with Hashem. Hashem empowers us to what? To actually play a role in deciding things in Shemayim. Okay, and last but not least, our final paragraph for today. Set Tamim. We know that a person has to take a Set Tamim in preparation for what? For the Karban Pesach. And it's good to think about Karban Pesach. Halavai this year, we should be Zocha. What is a Set Tamim? First, he tells us a very short insight. Set Tamim, your Set should be unblemished. Ratzalomar. Set Tamim, Shiasim es Atzmo lefnei amakom, Kiset Tamim. Ratzalomar be'emes uvesamim. However, let's remind ourselves as we finish the book of Shemos this Shabbos. We start the book of Vayikra, the book of Karbanos. Really, there's not supposed to be such a thing as a karban. Adam ki akriv mikem karban la'Hashem. Really, we're supposed to be the karban. That's both true in terms of offering our energies to Hashem, and also if we mess up, we're the ones who are supposed to die. And yet, Hashem, in His kindness, takes an animal in our stead, in our place. But when we prepare for the Yom Tov of Pesach, as we renew our relationship with Hashem, and we take a Set Tamim, we're reminding ourselves that I'm the Set Tamim. I'm supposed to be what? That innocent little sheep the little shepsala that what? That stands before the Creator, kaset tamim, be'emes uvesamim. Think about that as we renew ourselves on Pesach. Am I honest with myself? Am I a wholesome person? Or am I allowing myself to fall apart and I'm living a lie? And again, God forbid, that's not true about any of you. Right? But there's always, you know, ways to fine-tune our life. It's time to present ourselves before Hashem in a more honest way, in a more wholesome way. And last but not least, v'hayah lechem l'mishmeres ad arba asar yom l'chodesh ben arbaim. What do we do with this set tamim? We prepare it, we take it on the 10th of the month, and we hold on to it until we're ready to shecht it 4 days later for Karban Pesach. Nira li tein tam. Lama dafka tziva ha-kadosh baruch hu lahakiv es ha-pesach biyodalit bo v'lishchod ben arbaim dafka. Why is it that the Karban Pesach is offered when? On the 14th, dafka in the afternoon. Ipnei she'adua. He says, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you, the timing is very precise. And Chavah, this should give you a lot of confidence in your ability to what? Your ability to be a strong and courageous Jew in the world. The Rishonim already say, we took the Egyptian God and we slaughtered it in their face. We did it Bein Arbaim, the Chizkuni explains in his commentary on Chumash. We did it in the afternoon when all the Egyptians were coming back from work. We were their slaves, but they also went to work. Right? They weren't sitting and learning in Kolo. So the Egyptians are coming back in the afternoon from a long day of work. And what do they see? They see the Jews shechting their gods. And not only that, says the Chizkuni, what did we do? This was after we took it and tied it to our bedpost for 4 days. And not only that, what did we do? The Torah says, you have to roast it. You know why you have to roast it, says the Chizkuni? Because when your neighbor's barbecuing, do you know about it? Of course you know about it. So Hashem wants the Egyptians to know, we're roasting your god. They want the smell, right, of the roasting meat to travel all over Eretz Mitzrayim. To show we're taking charge, we're slaughtering your god. So in a similar-ish fashion, says the Kajetzer Magid in conclusion, Vipnei she'adua, why did we shecht it dafka the 14th in the afternoon? Vipnei she'adua, shemazel shel Mitzrayim teleh. The mazel, the astrological sign, right, the god in many ways of Egypt was the teleh, was the little sheep, was the lamb. Uven Nisan hu sholet hamazel teleh. And in the month of Nisan, that is the mazel of teleh. That is the mazel of sheep. In the astrological arrangements in the heavens. The horoscope for the month of Nisan is Teleh, is the sheep. Uvachati chodesh hu betokva ugvuraso. And you know that the middle of the month, so to speak, is the strongest part of the month. Right? As the moon goes through its process throughout the month, and as the astrological signs present themselves, and the rotations of the heavens, the middle of the month represents the strength of that period. It's the strongest point, right? It's not a baby. It's not an old person. It's when a person is a strong, healthy, you know, person, right? So too, within time, the middle of the month represents a very strong time. So now, think about this. It's the month of Nisan, which is the astrological sign of their god. It's the middle of the month, a time when what, so to speak, the energy is strongest. Ubein ha'arbayim. And late in the afternoon is the zman, spiritually, we know, from Kabbalistic sources, of Shlitas HaChitzonim. It's a time where the Sitra Achra, where the negativity, where the dark forces have tremendous power. And you know what Hashem says? Who cares? Hashem says, who cares? You think I'm scared? You don't think you can overpower? I don't care if it's their month. Nisan is their month, not our month. Nisan is their month. And it's in the middle of the month. It means that it's strongest. And it's Bein Arbayim. It's late in the afternoon, which is a time that what? Which is a time of spiritual negativity. And Hashem says, who cares? We're going out of Mitzrayim. We're going to shech their God at its best. We're going to beat them at their best. L'chein tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem commanded in that moment to what? L'shchot es ha-pesach Bein Arbayim. Hashem says, dafka. At a time when it would be hard for you to imagine you could win. Dafka uvar ba'asar. Late in that afternoon. Laharos to show. Shahakol ka'ayin negdo v'hu moshel al hakol. To show that it's all nothing compared to Hashem. And Hashem dominates everything. And Hashem wanted to give us that chizuk on the way out of Mitzrayim. Don't be afraid of a spiritual enemy that looks much bigger than you. If you have Hashem on your side, then you've got it all. You've got all the power in the world. Okay, so Chavah, this is a very special Shabbos. Very, very special Shabbos. We learned a lot of amazing things today. Again, the power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us and the relationship that Hashem wants to have with us. Right? That absolute belief to such a degree that Rishon Hu Lachem, that Hashem was called Rishon Lachem, He gives Himself over to us. And Hashem wants us to take charge of the kingdom, so to speak. And to believe in our ability to defeat any spiritual enemy. Nothing is impossible. That Hashem is Moshe Al HaKol. And if you're on Hashem's team, you're guaranteed to have victory. All right. We thank our Rebbe, the Avodas Yisrael, for his beautiful insights.